This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello and welcome through the Gryffindor, a chapter-by-chapter read-through of the entire Harry Potter book series, from Philosopher's Stone through Deathly Hallows, from The Boy Who Lived to The Flaw in the Plan. We will be covering it all. I'm Jonathan Carlin.
And I'm Ben Carlin, and we are, at the very least, self-proclaimed Harry Potter experts.
Oh, yeah, self-proclaimed for sure.
You have possibly come across us before on our YouTube channel, where we are known as the Super Carlin Brothers, where we've amassed an audience of over 2 million subscribers and make fan theories about all of your favorite things.
Yeah, from Disney, Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel, we cover it all, but high and away, the fandom we are most known for is Harry Potter. At this point, I think we have written literally hundreds of fan theories trying to connect as many dots, fill in as many plot holes, and just explain as many things as possible in the wizarding world.
And for as many times as I feel like we've read or experienced these books, and at this point it's probably up in the hundreds, I still remember the very first time we ever heard it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so growing up, our dad worked nights. So typically at night, our mom would read us books before bed. But on the weekends, our dad would find like some sort of new novel and would go chapter by chapter with us every night, which meant it could take like weeks, if not months, to finish any given book. Although, you know, sometimes if we really begged, he would do like an extra chapter or two, you know, complete with character voices and everything.
It was always a very long process, but it gave us lots of time to reflect on each chapter, and it was never more fun or impactful than when we discovered Harry Potter.
Yeah, it was hard because typically when you're reading a book, when you finish the chapter, if you want to keep going, you can just keep going. It's not like, you know, TV where it's like one episode a week and then you got to wait. But this was like reading a book on a TV schedule.
It really was. Yeah, it was the once weekly at night with dad occasion. So you were inching forward so slowly. And I think when we started, the first two books were already out at the time. And as long as it took for us to get through those first two, led us up perfectly with when the third book was being released.
Yeah. So I don't think we knew it at the time, but like to put it simply, this experience, this slow rollout, these, weekends reading with dad ended up just changing our lives forever.
Yeah, I mean, and it's wild. Like, I remember myself in particular, like in my bedroom, I had like a tapestry of Harry on the wall. I had like a collection of like little wizarding charms, action figures.
I remember you having action figures from like just the Harry Potter books, like before there were any movies to go with them. These were just like, you know, they were based on maybe the cover art or just the descriptions of the characters.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So like everybody looks like just like whatever the book depiction of it had been at that point in time. I always feel like those are like possibly like my sometime eventual collectors, you know, like,
oh yeah,
like these are not like those out. Yeah. They're not the movie licensed ones. They're the originals. But the thing that was so outstanding and amazing about this particular experience was just that, like, for it to have been something that was so prominent to us at such a young age, you know, you don't frequently think, or like our parents around us or family members, you know, adults in our lives, I'm sure didn't expect that someday this would be what we do for work, for a career.
Oh, I know. I mean, at the time, Harry Potter was everywhere. I mean, everyone was like really, really obsessed with it. There was like the midnight parties at the Barnes and Nobles, you know, when the movies were coming out, we'd go see the midnight premieres. I mean, it was absolute Harry Potter mania. So it didn't feel like at the time, maybe we were like more invested than any other given fan. But I think like over time, like because of just the nature of like our family dynamic and stuff, it sort of just stuck around maybe a little bit longer, or was a little bit more present between books and stuff. Like we would go on car trips or something, and you know, as parents, we had to drive our parents had to drive all the way up from Virginia to New York like several times a year, if not like to Vermont to visit family or to go on vacation or whatever. So it's like a 12-hour car ride both ways that you have to like find ways to entertain the kids. And this was like pre-DVD players and stuff, so it was like, what is something we can all enjoy at once that is good for the entire family and will take the entire trip? And I remember one of Dad's best solutions ever was he just went to the library and I think got the cassette recordings of the first two Harry Potter books.
Yeah, the Jim Dale narrated Harry Potter books. Yeah, read by
Jim Dale. Yep. And man, what an impactful thing that was. I mean, I remember listening to those and thinking it was the best. You know, like we'd stop for like, we'd go inside and have lunch or something and come back and be like, start the story again. And it was like such a different way to like experience it, because at that point we'd already like read all the books. So it was like, this is really cool. And then I remember that was like a portion of like our childhood. And then I remember going to college and my now wife went to a university that was 2 hours away from where I was going to school.
Right.
And so anytime we had to like go visit each other, it was this like this big drive one way or another. So every year for like my birthday or Christmas, she would just get me the next audio book of Harry Potter, like on CD now.
Yeah.
So which, we upgraded from cassette to CD.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, and I think, you know, like now in the present day, we're so spoiled by like Audible and stuff like that, where, you know, we've been able to like pick up the collection. But at the time, I feel like those CD kits may have cost like $60 to $80 a pop. Like
they were,
it was not like an inexpensive way to experience the saga.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it came with the books got longer and longer. So you might have like a 16 disc set to listen to it. And you know, you're right, we didn't have like Spotify or anything where you just had like endless music, anything you could ever want to at any given time. It was like I had the CDs I had, and like rather than listening to music, which if you listen to any of our other projects, you'll know that me and Ben are really bad at music.
Just truly, it's
probably because dreadful. I spent all the time I should have been listening to music just listening to Harry Potter over and over and over again.
Yep, absolutely. And in a very similar vein, you know, for myself, this was something that like I feel like it was interesting because I was growing up very closely with Harry. Like, you know, I feel like, yeah, I was very much alongside him, you know, for the ride as we went. And part of what sort of happened with me was that like, this was like my like, you know, my thing. And like I said, my bedroom was decorated and adorned with all of this like Harry Potter stuff. It's what I wanted always. And I think that by the time Deathly Hallows came out, I had almost like found myself in like a position like transitioning between, you know, between high school and college. And I sort of fell off of the fandom cart entirely. And I went through my college years. And when I came out the other side, you and I started to do this Super Carlin Brothers YouTube project together, which sort of like reinvigorated my interest back in it. And, you know, and as a result, I got back enamored with the story and really started to like examine it through like this much more specific lens.
Yeah.
But what was so amazing about, you know, that in particular was very similarly. I remember one day I was at Starbucks. I was writing a Harry Potter script just like on my laptop. And my now wife came to like meet me for like a coffee date, like the first time we ever met. And she comes in and I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm actually working on like a Harry Potter script. And she's like, no way. I'm currently planning a Harry Potter party.
What?
You know, and it was like one of these things where it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, wow. Like one of the, it was the primary topic of the first time we ever sat down and talked to each other. And it was just like, and since then, you know, obviously now it's become like a prominent part of our relationship as well.
Yeah. Through the Gryffindor is supported by Pair Eyewear. Y'all, I'm so excited for our upcoming Through the Gryffin tour. It is going to be so such a good time. But as ever, when you're going to be spending time in front of people, you want to be looking your darned best. And let me tell you what, Pair Eyewear has arrived just in the nick of time. Like, honestly, I was immediately blown away with my new frame. So let me walk you through exactly what they do. So starting at just $60, including your prescription, you can get your base frames, which are like sleek, modern, and stylish. But that is really just the start, because from there, you get to fully customize each frame, all of your looks, by simply snapping on the top frames. And they actually have an entire collection of Harry Potter frames. So like for the upcoming tour, I was so pumped. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to find some super cool Slytherin frames that I can like wear. But then as I was clicking around, I've been watching X-Men 97, which is like so good. And they actually had X-Men frames as well. And then May the 4th is coming up, or maybe by the time you're listening, it's already passed. But like they have a huge collection of over 20 Star Wars frames as well. So I had a very hard time narrowing, and I ended up getting two. I got the X-Men ones and I got some Slytherin ones. So many different like fandom frames you can choose from. And I never thought to accessorize my glasses with fandom stuff, but now you can. And it's so easy to change between them. Like they have little magnets on them, so you can just slap a different frame onto the front of your glasses and then easily switch it out. I've been doing it all day. It's so fun. And before you commit to anything, you can explore all the different possibilities with their virtual try-on. But again, the base frames for men, women, or kids. I think honestly kids would love this because you can just switch them out and they're so fun looking. They all start at $60. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code GRIFFIN for 15% off your first pair, and support the show by mentioning that Through the Gryffindor sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code GRIFFIN.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yeah. Which has been really cool.
I mean, it's one of those topics that, like, given the opportunity, I've always wanted to talk about. And, like, more often than not, people are just Harry Potter fans and you can bring it up. And it's, like, to have discovered that it was something we could talk about for a career was absolutely amazing. And because we do that now, we're, you know, in and out of the books all the time. I mean, I reread them frequently. Although I will say, since... I can't even remember the last time I read the books from like a physical book itself.
Yeah, it's my Audible library has been almost, it's like if you could burn out a digital file, I feel like I would have done it by now. But yeah, otherwise it's just Audible on repeat.
Yeah, that is my primary way, not just for Harry Potter books, but for reading any book anymore is by listening to it. So and that leads us all to this project right now, Through the Gryffindor, where we are going to be doing a chapter by chapter read through every single week, just like our dad used to read us the stories when we were kids, and we're just going to discuss it and, you know, see what new things we can pick up this time. And we have both purchased, you know, physical brand new hard copies of the book.
Yep.
So I've already read through the first couple chapters.
Look at you, such an overachiever.
I know, I got some free time here, maybe I'll do it. And there's not a single page where I have not like made notes or annotations on the side. So I'm like very excited. I'm like, it is such a different experience reading it hardback. And it's like one of those, I've listened to it so many times and we've talked about it so many times, but it still feels like there's so much left to like explore or discuss or like discover.
Right. So yeah, I think that the premise for this show, if you're listening right now, is that we are aiming to create a podcast basically through the lens of two in air quotes self-proclaimed experts on the series, where as we go we're hoping to find and point out specific details that maybe you've never noticed before, the earliest like aspects of like foreshadowing for future elements in the story, telling as much backstory to the specific characters and like what is kind of unique about these particular situations as we go, and as ever finding our glorious plot holes, which we always just see as prime opportunities to take the rest of the existing canon and to try to fill in a way that actually ends up feeling that much more meaningful.
Yeah, can I give you like a quick like tiny spoiler, one of the first things I noticed,
what's that,
as we go through? So in the first chapter there's a sentence about how on the dreary Tuesday morning, our story starts, or something. That sentence is in there. Which, one, it's interesting that the word "our" is in there, because it's like one of the, I think it's the only time you, the reader, is referenced as part of the story.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I was like, that sentence stands out a little bit. But then also it says, on the Tuesday morning, our story starts, which it, for context, it starts the morning after Harry was attacked by Voldemort. So the day in question is November 1st, 1981. And it says it's a Tuesday morning, and it's just not. It's a Sunday morning if you go back in time. And it's like, why did they get this wrong? This makes no sense. And it like continues to not make sense through the chapter, because it's like you realize, oh, McGonagall's been sitting outside the Dursley's house all day. And it's like, oh, so she's just cutting class. She's just playing hooky because it's a Tuesday in November. So according to your logic, she should be working at the school.
We're working at Hogwarts working School at the of Hogwarts. Witchcraft and Wizardry.
And you might say like, no, but maybe she wasn't a professor. Maybe she didn't work there yet, which yes, of course she did. And Dumbledore shows up in the chapter and calls her professor. And you might say, oh, but people have been celebrating all day. Like they had the day off because Voldemort fell, except the reason McGonagall's there is to get confirmation from Dumbledore that that's true. And the only person who would have given her the day off would have been Dumbledore. So it's like, you skipped class, McGonagall. Come on to you.
Classic McGonagall. Yeah, like, just known for kind of stepping out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the days, historically speaking, are always a little bit wimbly-wombly at best.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, the September 1st when they aboard the Hogwarts Express is, I think, always a Monday.
And it's always a Sunday because the next morning is always Monday.
Yeah, right, yeah. You're right. Yeah, it's always a Sunday. So that's like one of those where it's like, this works out awfully conveniently. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, but like not details to be hung up on, nothing to be lost along the way. Just simply, I mean, it makes sense. Like when you think of like the start of school, like you want like the firm September 1st date, but like if they board on September 1st and it's like a Thursday and then they go to school for like Friday and then it's weekend. Like one of those like, all right, now we're just in the technicality weeds. But
right. It's like really, they probably just want to start the first week of September and whatever date that happens to be. Doesn't always have to be September 1st, but for some reason they decided it didn't need to be September 1st.
There you go. Yeah. So anyway, as we go through the story, that's just a taster of how we'll go about dissecting the story as we go. I also think it'd be really fun to revisit all of our old theories. I mean, we have probably, I mean, well over 200, if not more than that.
Harry Potter
like
theories.
Different related fan theories. So as we sort of like step into each thing, or we get clues that sort of might start setting up one of those concepts, we'll delve into that quite a bit. And what else was I going to say?
Well, I can tell you when this is episode zero. Episode one should be launching very soon on October 1st.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. So October 1st, the game plan is to have the first three chapters all available wherever pods are cast.
Right. So yeah, if you didn't catch that, first of all, make sure if you're listening to this now, episode zero, make sure you hit that subscribe button or whatever it is on whatever podcast player you're on so that you get a notification when the first episode drops. And we will not just be dropping one episode on October 1st. We will be dropping the first three episodes. So you'll be able to listen to us discuss the first three chapters of Philosopher's Stone. And then from there on out, we will go one chapter per week until we finish all seven books.
Here's a trivia question for you. Do you know how many chapters total there are?
Oh my gosh, I do not know.
Do you have a guess? Do you have a guess? I know the answer.
You know the answer? I mean, the first one is 17. Another 17 in the first book. And I know everyone after that is more. So it's got to be, oh gosh, like 250 or something.
Oh, it's less actually.
Is it? Okay.
It is less. Yes, it is 198 and an epilogue.
198 plus epilogue. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, so there's lots of ground to cover, plenty of headway left.
Yeah,
before
plenty
us.
Of headway. We got like 4 years of podcasting to go.
There you go. So just hop along for the ride. We hope that you guys enjoy, and hopefully we can shed some light on a story that no doubt you have already loved yourself.
Yes, and feel free to read along with us. We'll of course be answering listener questions and reading all sorts of reviews and things like that. So we hope it's a really interactive experience between us and you guys, and I am so excited to get started one more time on October 1st with the first three episodes.
There we go. Until next time. Bye. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.